You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 276 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. We're getting closer to the Masters, and pretty much this whole show, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Gary Player's dumb comments. We're going to talk about some of CBS's dumb comments, and then you've got to stick around for a Ben story that's probably going to lead into a Would You Rather scenario. So
that is Masters related.
Masters related story. It's going to be great.
Also divorce lawyer related.
Tonight, before we get there, don't forget tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. You can already bet futures on the Masters. You need to go sign up today. Use your coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV, and get a 50% welcome bonus. You give them $100, they're going to give you 50 back free to play with. And then you know
how that math works?
That's exactly how that works. They give you your money that you paid in to play with, and they give you a 50% bonus on top of it. Guys, if you want to right now, you can go in on Bet Online and you can bet the Masters. Ben, who do you think's the leader, leading the bet money? I guess
it's got to be Rahm.
Best odds to win.
Scheffler or Rahm?
Scheffler's one. Rory's two. Rahm is three.
Why Rory?
He's never going
to
win
at Augusta every year. Why are they doing this to the bettors? Why are they doing this to the Rory lovers?
They're sucking them in. It's
not
BetOnline.ag.
I'm talking about the handicappers, the guys the professionals that do this.
Yep. So go have some fun. You got Final Four maybe this weekend too.
It is this weekend.
So a lot of stuff to get ready for. BetOnline is where the game starts.
This is the best two weekends of all year because you get Final Four weekend and you get Augusta the very next weekend. This to me is better than what everybody says, the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Granted, there's more to bet on the opening round of the NCAA tournament. However, the games that count really are going to take place this weekend, followed up by the greatest tournament in the world, Augusta National.
And for golfers, you know, we talked about how, you know, the most vasectomies are always done the week before the NCAA tournament kicks off. Mm-hmm. I think for golfers, it's Tuesday. The Tuesday before the Masters, they're sweating because it's a week away. You're getting them chopped up a week from today. From the day when we're recording. How about that? So the Masters is coming up. So you know what happens is people say stupid things about the Masters, because it's time to talk about the Masters and, Gary Player is the one. Gary Player, believe it or not, had a very, very controversial. I say controversial. It seems controversial because I think he's one of the opening people that hits a tee shot out. He may not be anymore, but
he's a pillar of the clubhouse. Like this is one of the tournaments he's known for winning. The back and forth between he and Jack and Arnie, and I mean those were. People showed up at Augusta to watch those three guys.
Yes. Like
they still do.
Yeah, exactly. So this is his quote. It says, "Never mind." It says Gary Player speaking to the Daily Mail. "Never mind the Masters. The Open is by far the greatest tournament on the planet. I rate the Open at one, the U.S. Open at two, the PGA three, and Augusta at four." Wow. So look, before we go into it, and Ben clarified that, like Ben hit this nail on the head. I was thinking, you know, maybe that is a view of dudes that aren't from America. Maybe like the guys from overseas, like that's kind of the way they think. I really would. I'm so shocked that the Masters is four. Like I could see maybe three or maybe even two, but four. But you know, I can see how the Open could be ranked higher. You know, I tried to reach out to a couple of guys I know, that grew up not here, grew up over there, and I couldn't get a response fast enough. But that was my initial thought. And then Ben, tell them the reality of what this is all about.
He's pissed that they kicked his brother out of Augusta.
Totally. I totally forgot about that.
This is a middle finger to you messing with my family and kicking my brother out. However, I got to tell you, Gary, it was kind of a dick move what he did when we had the first African-American that competed in the Masters teeing off that day, and your brother was peddling frigging golf balls that none of us have heard of
those
on the
Encore,
opening tee shot.
Yeah. Aren't they those Encore Elixir balls or something like that?
That only South Africans play, apparently, because I've never seen them in the States anywhere.
I've never seen a tour
and
guide.
He's pushing it on the, you know, it. That's the whole reason. I'm like you. All right, here's my defense of what Gary said. We've talked about the Masters as a weaker field. I could definitely see the U.S. Open being number one. I think maybe with him, maybe you could say the Open Championship or British Open could be number one because, as you said, he's from South Africa. Maybe that means something more to them on the other side of the world than it does playing over here. The fact that he put the PGA Championship that most people can't ever even name the past champion of because nobody considers it a friggin' major almost, except for the fact that it is a major. The fact that he put that above Augusta National, that's like, all right, this is now trolling. Now you're throwing shade because if he would have gone U.S. or British Open, number one and two, and then he just said Augusta, I'd have been like, okay, that's probably a Ryder Cup. That would be a Ryder Cup thing to say for him to say something like that.
Right.
But as soon as he threw the PGA Championship above Augusta National, I was like, he's pissed at his brother. He's pissed about his brother. That's
too far. You know how when you tell a lie, or like when you try to tell something, but you put way too many details in it, and it's like way obvious now.
Or you just eventually just go over the. It's not even too many details. Like at the very end, when you get ready to do the punchline, and you're like, you know what? And after that, we floated off in a hot air balloon, and we reached the moon. It's like, okay, hold on, you had me going until the very end.
I was right there with you with the Open number one. I was with you with the U.S. Open. I was like, maybe
largest field, so it's quote unquote the toughest tournament.
You could be the two. I mean, you're like the World Open champion and the U.S. Open. I mean, I get that. But then the PGA, like, okay, that's your hot air balloon. Like, you just went way too far. Like,
you want to ask right now, Jason Duffner, if he would trade his PGA championship for an Augusta National green jacket? He'd
better
do
question.
It in a heartbeat.
Better question: would Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas trade their two PGA championships in for one Masters? I think they'd do it in a heartbeat.
You said JT and Brooks?
Brooks won two PGAs. He's won two U.S. Opens and two PGAs.
Yeah, I want to make sure I heard you right. JT, the other one, is that what you said? I couldn't remember if you said JT. Okay.
Yeah, Justin Thomas.
You blanked out. I couldn't hear if you said JT or DJ, and I was like, so
JT.
Yeah. JT, I think I don't know about Brooks. Just because we never know if he even friggin' likes golf, so I'm not real sure. I think JT is doing a heartbeat.
Oh yeah,
I think he would hand in both of those cups and don a green jacket in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no doubt,
And so, and as I said, I mean, that's why I used the local one, Jason Duffner. I mean, that's what he's been playing these last few tournaments for, trying to qualify to get to Augusta. I mean, This is what Ricky is playing this weekend so he can try to get to Augusta. He's got to win the tournament in order to get it. And he's still, the chances of him winning are probably, I don't know what the odds would be. He's not the favorite by any means for the Valero Texas Open, but he's got to play in it if he's going to try to play. He's just doing this. He's spending all this time and work just to try to qualify. And Gary Player is talking about, it's class, whatever, bud.
Oh, yeah. Do you think – did he do it last year? Did he do the opening tee shot last year, Gary Player?
Yeah, because remember they made a big deal of it because they made sure they said, your brother cannot be out here.
So, do you think this affects anything with him this year?
I think – man, I don't know. I would say as close as it is to it, no. But you know Augusta National, they play by their own rules. They may have a conversation with him and say, just don't bother showing up. We're not going to let you have the opening tee shot. And they wouldn't hide behind it either. They would do it in that opening press conference that they have, like on the Wednesday after the practice rounds, where they all sit up there and they introduce people and they bring up the chairman, and the chairman would be like, listen, due to recent comments that were made by Gary Player, we appreciate him as a past champion. He is not with us this week.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Hey, it's just not that big a deal to him. So,
no, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You can tell him not to come now, because it's, if he says, well, wait a minute, it's like, no, man, it's not that big a deal to you.
Yeah.
You clearly think that we're, you know what? Go ask the PGA Championship if they will let you hit their opening tee shot. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you put them four. Like, maybe they'll let you do that. I mean, you put them three. Maybe they'll let you do that. I mean, we don't want to ask you to do something that's your fourth favorite thing, like your fourth best thing to do. Like,
we're not going to force you to eat your fourth flavor of ice cream. Like, we want you to have your favorite. So,
yeah.
Go contact the Open Championship and say, look, do you guys do an opening tee shot? Because I'd like to be a part of that. You're my number one.
You're my number one. Yeah, exactly.
You can say it. What a dumbass. He's a dumbass.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm worried about his mental health. I'm worried about he's getting older. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about his brain and where it's at right now. Or, you know what?
No,
actually,
I'm telling you, he's
actually
trolling.
It could be totally functional. It could be like you said, if it's your scenario, then his brain is totally sharp and he's just taking a shot is what he's doing.
Look, his son and his brother have been kicked out of Augusta. Like, clearly he's got some issues within the family that he needs to get handled. And maybe he's pissed at him that they've got a vendetta against his family, but it's like, bro, you got to be self-aware. Your kids and your brother can't just do whatever they want to do. That's not how this works.
Who would have ever thought that Gary Player would have got kicked out of Augusta before I did?
we were wanting to sneak on the course, thinking that we could spend 24 hours there before we got kicked out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I forget. Y'all are like, yeah, never will I forget that episode. Ben's they all are professional B&Ers.
I still stick to my guns. I'm on there, baby.
Unbelievable. All right. Speaking of sticking to your guns, we're going to stick to our guns when we're talking about this, our new partnership with Bad Birdie. I got like a mass shipment of polos the other day. I posted them on Instagram. I think I got six now. And all of them are absolutely incredible. Use coupon code DAD15, not DADBOD, DAD15, take 15% off your order, and get some. Like, these sometimes get some. A lot of times, like, these new companies pop up and you worry about quality. Like, I've put the shirt on, the material is fantastic. Like, if you close your eyes, you think you're wearing like a Peter Millar or some like top of the line polo, because the material is stretchy, it's light, it's breathable, but it lays right in the collar. I'm a big collar guy. The collars don't flay, like hang down all half ass. They sit up nice. I love it. Yeah, I wore I got a Hawaiian one. I wore the other day when it came in. I'm pumped about all of them. So check them out. They got hats. They got pullovers. They got shorts and pants too. Head covers. I'm getting a putter head cover coming. So they got good. They just got good stuff, man. Bad Birdie.
Let me go ahead and tell you, I am shocked at some of the picks that Kyle made. I am the guy that's like the loud guy of the group.
Yeah.
And
I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. I'm just going to say.
I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case. I kind of did wonder if you were drunk when you picked out these clothes. Because Kyle is put together more than me. I get questioned quite often if I actually match or not. Like, that's how loud it is. It's
people are like, I don't think that goes together.
Yeah, it's like, you're kind of pushing the limit there, bud. You didn't have to put on all fluorescent colors and all different shades. So I'm the loud guy, and then Kyle sends me the picture of what he received in his shipment, and he got his one shirt first, which was Kyle and Ben esque, like we both would wear that. But then he sends me the picture of his shipment, and then he starts trying them on. He sends me a picture of one of the colors that he's got on, and I was like, it looks good. I didn't think I'd say that about you, because I just didn't think you could pull it off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I said, I think my quote was head turner. And he said something like, yep, the model ain't too bad either. And I was like, yeah.
No, the shirt's not too bad either.
Yeah, the shirt's not too bad. Yeah.
So check them out. And I mean, you're going to be blown away. Just go check out the website. It's the love their stuff.
DAD15. Right. It's the easiest promo code ever. DAD15.
DAD15. All right. So moving on. We talked, the theme is bad comments and the Masters. Okay. So, this is the second one. CBS who obviously carries the Masters, comes out and says that LIV guys will get quote unquote fair amount of airtime, which that seems pretty interesting. Why would you have that unless there was talk of you not going to give them fair airtime? I mean, and I think honestly it's a fair question to ask because you just saw the Golf Channel or NBC delete Bubba Watson and DJ from the record books of winning the match play. So yeah. I think it's a fair question to ask, but no, they will receive fair airtime. I got two questions, Ben. Here's my, okay. And I want you to see if you can help me walk myself through this.
Okay.
What does fair airtime mean in general?
What do you think
fair airtime means in general?
It's tough to walk you through that because I've told you before that there's been times where I don't remember if it was CBS, NBC, or Golf Channel that was doing this. But there have been times where I've told you that, you know, I'm a big Colin fan, and there was one tournament where he literally didn't break the course record, but he shot like 6 under. And I told you, I think I saw him hit a wedge shot and I got to see him putt out in the tournament or to in the round. And then they come up and they're like, yeah, he shot 7 under today. I'm like, he shot 7 under and we didn't see any of his shots. What the hell's going on? So I don't know what they mean by fair, unless it means that if somebody is in the lead, if somebody is, you know, if somebody on day one is 4 or 5 under, they actually do show some of their shots. Whereas in some of those previous tournaments, they haven't. But I also think that it's just something where they came out and said it, but there's no qualification for it. Like, we don't know.
What does that mean?
They've gone entire tournaments, as I said, without showing a shot from Colin or without showing a shot from Sam Burns. I think he was that same tournament because you and I talked about it on that pod where we didn't see one shot from Sam Burns or Colin Morikawa, and both of them shot like 6 and 7 under that day. And we got to see him putt out on 18. And it was like, great. We just missed the best round of the tournament because you guys had to show Rory and had to show somebody else that you wanted to push an agenda on. JT.
So what should be fair? What is Ben's idea of fair? What is fair? What is fair?
If DJ is paired with a Rory and they don't show any DJ shots and they're just showing Rory shots all day, that's completely unfair because they're already in the same group. So I think that's got a lot to do with it. I think that's got to do too with, does Augusta National pair some of these guys up to make that happen? Because they're the ones that do the pairings. This isn't a blind draw. There's a committee that sits in there and they pair these guys up. And first off, the amateur is going to play with the previous winner. So he's going to play with Cam. Is he going to let him play with Cam Smith?
The previous winner.
Yeah, the USAM champion plays with the previous Masters champion.
That was not Cam Smith. Cam Smith won the...
That's right, that's right.
Cam Smith won the Open. That was Scottie Scheffler.
So. That's right, Scheffler. So the amateur champion has to play with Scheffler. They usually pair the major winners. So Cam Smith would either be paired with Scottie Scheffler or JT because JT won the PGA.
Yeah.
So, is that going to be fair? I mean, if they pair Cam Smith and JT, do we only see JT shots? We don't see any Cam Smith shots?
That's a good question. So, I think it's pretty easy on the weekends. Like, if you're in the lead, if you're in the hunt, let's just say you're within 5 or 6 shots and you make birdies, your shots are pretty much going to be on you're pretty much going to be seen. Like, your putts are going to be like, people are going to be able to follow your round if you're that close. Otherwise, it's going to take, I mean, it's just, be honest, it doesn't matter if you're 10 shots behind and you shoot 6 under in a round, but everybody else is shooting, the leaders are shooting 4 and 5 and you're still 6 shots.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Like, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't see many shots of Rory's until like the last of his Sunday, until like the last 3 holes, whenever he was like birdie, birdie, hole out. And then we didn't even see the hole out live. I think fair would be if you're in the hunt, you're visible. Now, Thursday and Friday, all bets are off. I have no idea how you say what's fair on those. And here's a key. If they pair the live guys in the same groups, they're about to get screwed on TV coverage.
There's like, no doubt.
Just go ahead and get ready. You won't see a shot from them. It will have to be like a highlight reel, something, a hole in one or something for you to get to see them. If they put all the live guys in groups, I'm very interested to see how the T groups shake out, because that to me will tell a lot.
I think the fairness situation also comes into mind when you start talking about previous champions. Do we see any P. Reed? Do we see any DJ? You know, these guys that have – Louis, even though Louis is not the greatest golfer in the world, he is a previous champion. So do we see – you know, do we see Charles Schwartzel? Do we see these guys that have won in years past? Did they get any TV cover? DJ, I think, will. But the people that already hate P. Reed, do we not ever see him hit a golf ball on Thursday or Friday unless he makes the cut?
He's going to have to go deep. He's going to have to go low, I think, to get on TV.
I'm like you. When it comes to Saturday and Sunday, it's easy to say it's going to be fair coverage, because if anybody's playing well, guess what? You got to show them.
You have to. But you have no way around it.
If it's Thursday and Friday,
you better get that. You better just watch it on like the live, the Masters coverage, like online, and just follow along the different cameras.
Well, and that's one thing they can follow on too, because they've got that coverage where you can watch, you know, Amen Corner. So you get to watch everybody, regardless of who they've played for or what. So you can watch Amen Corner. You can, you know.
Let me ask you a question right now, on the spot. Will there be a live guy in a featured group on Thursday or Friday on the Masters.com coverage? Do you think there'll be?
You have to because they pair the major winners up, and so. You got Cam Smith is going to got to. They're breaking tradition if they don't pair Cam Smith up with a major winner from last year, because he was a major winner. So if he doesn't get paired with another, either with Fitzpatrick, with JT, or with Scheffler, then you already have. Well, CBS is the one that made the promise, not Augusta National. But Augusta National has strayed from tradition if they don't pair Cam Smith up with one of those guys. Because that's the way it is every year.
I got you. I agree. So we'll have to see. One thing that we don't have to see is any evidence that we need to go with a Blue Tees rangefinder. Like all the evidence we've been given, we believe we have them, and the price is absolutely incredible. Go to BlueTees.com and get you a Series 3 rangefinder. And save 10% on already incredible savings. Get you the player pack. Get you bundle it all up with a Bluetooth speaker, the mag hub, the mag towel, the divot tool, everything. I think it's all under $400. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then you get to take another 10% off. So, definitely, I can't say it enough how good this rangefinder is, as far as doing what I need to do, hitting the numbers I need it to hit, and then the numbers playing out the way it says they're going to play out. Like, yeah. I just can't. I'd put it up against any of them. I'll put it up against any of them. So be sure to check them out. Blue Tees, it's where rangefinders start. Okay, quick story real quick. Hold on before you get to that,
because something came to me while you were talking about that.
Okay.
Getting back to the last scenario. Did CBS come out and say this? Because of the NBC debacle that caught so much crap. And see, this is more of a gamesmanship between networks to say, you know what? Those other guys last weekend eliminated live guys on their graphic. We're not going to do that.
It could be. It could be, because that is a dumb move, and they caught a lot of flack for it.
Yeah. So maybe that's a get ahead of it PR moment. Maybe that's what they're doing, is they're going ahead and throwing it out there now. So, now, you put yourself in a position, CBS, where you better damn sure show some coverage, or you're going to catch a hell of a lot of flack for it.
Yep. All right, so here's the story really quick about, and we're going to let Ben tell how he sold this. So I have had a little bit of a family emergency last week. I've had some a family member, my brother, who's been on the podcast, had a little bit of a health scare. He's okay, but he's been in the hospital. And everybody knows I have Masters tickets next Monday. Well, my dad's been up there with him all week, and he's not 100% sure that it's going to be okay if he goes. So I asked Ben, I said, Ben, can I put you on deck? I need you to be on deck in case somehow, you know, my dad can't make it happen. Can you be on deck? Can you go with me to the Masters on Monday? I have a hotel room booked outside of Augusta already Sunday night. You know, and he offered to pay me $1,000 if it all worked out. So I said, let's make it happen. Can you make it happen? So, I'm going to let Ben take over from here because it's something I did not know about Ben's situation. And this is great dad bod material. So go ahead.
Well, there's two things. I'll go ahead and throw the easy one out there is Kyle always knows I have to prep when I'm going to travel because I do a live morning show. So I have to find a fill in, and which is hard to do because the guys that fill in have their own shows they have to do. So they basically are pulling triple duty on the day. So
right.
My first response to Kyle was, I said, hey, let me check. I said, thanks for the heads up. I said, let me check. I got to see if I can get somebody to fill in for me on Monday. But then I hit him with the whammy after that. I said, here's the other thing that's the caveat in this whole deal. Sunday that you plan on traveling, by the way, and going up to the hotel room and staying, is my 18th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And I said, so I've got to ask the boss lady before any of this conversation moves any way forward whatsoever. And I'm glad that, I mean, we're recording this on a Tuesday. Good for you for being the planner. Cause if this is 99.9% of any of my other friends, I get that text on Saturday before the anniversary. Okay. So I'm glad that you threw it out on the whole Tuesday before this actually happened. So I got to figure out a way to approach my wife about this.
Yeah.
As you can see, that started with this. took her a glass, get me a glass, sitting there or watching a little TV. I said, hey, I got kind of an important question to ask you about the weekend.
And then just like every other woman, I'm sure, she immediately goes into defense mode. Like,
listen,
Let
me give you an example. Here's what she does. You know, she's always watching her iPad and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, like this is her iPad. She like hits pause, headphones out. She's like looking at me like, okay, all right, what's going on? And I'm like, great, this has already started off really bad. I just wanted this to be like a conversation in passing. I didn't want this to be a whole ordeal.
Yeah, a conversation in passing about missing the anniversary or leaving early on the anniversary.
You can tell that not only do a morning show, I'm in sales a little bit because I start out with the whole butter up. I'm like, look, you know, Kyle's had some family issues.
That's not fun. The family issues aren't funny, but the strategy part of it.
I'm sorry. I had to use you, man. I'm sorry. Tell your brother I'm sorry. He got used. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I said, Kyle's has some family issues. I said, his dad's supposed to go with him to Augusta. I was like, at this point, he's sitting on the fence because he's not sure. I said, he's still up like in Atlanta and he's going back and forth back home and that kind of thing. And I said, and so he has not given Kyle a definite, like I'm going or not going. I said, I'm Kyle's number two. I said, Kyle said that whenever he got the tickets, he was like, I'm going to ask you if my dad don't want to go, I'm going to ask you. So I said, he stuck to his word and he asked me. So now I'm putting the truth thing on. I'm like, Kyle stuck to his word. He asked me like he said he would. All this right now is on you. None of it is on me at this point.
It's perfect. This is so textbook. Keep going.
And so, and she goes, and I'm assuming that you would like to go.
Yeah.
I said, well, the key thing is, I said, first off, she started thinking. I'm very proud of her. She goes, they don't play on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, now this is like what I went to last time. This is a practice round. I said, they started the practice rounds on Monday. I said, so that's what this is. I said, this is not the tournament in general. Her boss is going to the women's amateur on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say his name because I think he does listen to the pod from time to time. So I don't want him all upset with me or upset with her. And she goes, well, he's going Saturday. So what tournament are they playing then? And I was like, okay.
This is going to be tough. Just bear with me on it.
I said, I got you to wrap your head around this thing here. I said, there is a women's amateur that they will play. And I said, technically, they don't play until Sunday. I said, they play at another course on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I said, they play the final round on Sunday at Augusta National. I said, so that's what he's going to watch. She goes, no, he said he's going to the Masters. I said, he's not going. I said, I promise. I said, I said, that's why Kyle has the practice round for Monday. And she goes, look, I was totally shocked at this. I know this is important, and this doesn't come around very often. She goes, y'all have fun.
Wow. So is it genuine, though, or is it a test?
It was totally genuine because she even texted her boss.
They'll do that.
She texted her boss, and she was laughing about it. She was like, I told him that you were scared to ask me because you were leaving on Sunday and not coming back till Monday night, and it's our anniversary and blah, blah, blah. And she also wanted to make sure that he was telling the truth because he said he was going to be out of the office at the end of this week because he was going to be traveling. So she wanted to make sure that he was being honest. So she basically is lie detecting both me and her boss at this point, just in case you're curious.
Women are genius. So,
she's probably, while we're potting right now, she's probably researching dates to the Masters and what all is taking place this year.
They'll sniff it out. Hey, they will sniff one out if you're not careful.
So the key thing is, if I'm lucky enough to go, and we do go, your 100% number one rule that you have to follow is I have to bring her back some gifts from.
And I will send her a personal thank you. Is what I'll do. And that'll
she loves coffee. We got like three coffee mugs from Augusta. So that's got to come home with me at some point.
Do you have friends where it would be a no go?
Yes. I mean, I can think of like five right now.
Where's this at? Name names right now. Let's go.
No.
Name.
No, I can think of like five. The fact I was shocked when she was. She didn't even. I didn't expect her to say, "I'll think about it," or I didn't expect her to say.
This is what I would expect. Yeah, go. Yeah, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
That is another thing. If she would have done that, and she go, "No, that's fine," I'd have been like, "Nope, not going." I'd have texted Kyle immediately right then and said, "It's a no go, not happening."
And then she'd be like, "Well, I'm not the bad guy. I'm not going to be the bad guy." Blah,
blah, that's blah, all right. Blah. I could have lived with that. I could have totally lived with that if she'd have done that. I was totally shocked, and it was probably my best sales job that I have
here's
done
my
thus
take
far in this
here's
career.
My take on that, though. If you ask, you have to go regardless, no matter what she says, because
I go based on reaction. If she would have done that, what you just said, if she'd been like, that's fine.
But you don't get the credit for staying. You would not get the credit for staying.
After 18 years, by Tuesday, I'd have got the credit for staying.
They don't change, Ben. They don't change that much. I'm telling you. They don't.
After 18 years, they do. I promise they will. They do.
I'm at 11, and I know. I'm just saying. Like, what's the earliest in marriage that you would do that? That's our scenario. What's the earliest in your marriage, looking back now or whatever, that you would even think to ask that?
I think I probably asked lucky number seven, year seven. Mm. I told you, you and I discussed this a little bit prior. There's no chance in the first 5 years of marriage I would have ever brought this up. Because at that point, she knew I played golf. She did not realize how important the Masters was. So, I wouldn't have brought that. I wouldn't have even, if you would have texted me on year three of my marriage and said, this is what we have going. You know, I need you. Well, I'd have been like, I'd have been like, not going to do it. I've been married 3 years. It's my anniversary. Not happening. But after year seven, I'm like, she and I need to have a conversation. Let's talk about this.
This is a lottery. I mean, it's a lottery. It's like, there's like millions of people that enter this thing.
I know. That's another reason I think she's okay with it. After 18 years of marriage, I've entered the lottery every year. I have not won it. So she realized
she knows how rare this is.
You won it. My college roommate won it, and I went with him 1 year. So that's like she's seen. Now, the difference between that and this is it the opening week, the weekend before the Masters is always our anniversary.
Yeah.
However, when he won it, it was Wednesday practice round tickets. So She didn't really care about celebrating an anniversary on a Wednesday. The key to this is leaving on a Sunday on our anniversary day.
On the actual day.
That's the actual day. So that's the tough part of that.
So my wife got me Monday practice round tickets, and we went together like our third or fourth year of being married. And I think that once she saw my face, I think I could go if I went to the Masters every year on her anniversary, I don't think I think she'd be cool with it. Like she's maybe not every year, but if it popped up and I had to go, I would ask no questions. And I think she'd be cool with it because I was literally like, I cried a little bit when we walked in, not gonna lie. And I mean, just my face and the walking around, like, when I won, she was genuinely excited for me, like genuinely happy for me. And she's like, I'm not going this time, but I'm so excited for you.
Okay. All right. So let me throw this on you then. Cause I honestly think that if Lori went and saw it, I think that I wouldn't even been like a question of, are you okay if I go? I think if she had been and saw it, I could have walked in and said, hey, Kyle just texted me, and I may have an opportunity to go to the Masters on Monday for the practice round. I told him to go ahead and put me down as tentative. Is that cool? And like that, she'd have been like, oh, yeah, yeah. If she had been to Augusta, I think she would feel that way.
Yeah. So that's fun. That's great stuff. There's so many layers to that we could peel back and talk through. Oh. I think you did a great job.
Listen, where we are right now is on a positive note. Now I got to keep my nose clean and behave myself for the rest of the week.
Yep.
Just in case this happens, even if it doesn't happen, even if your dad says, yeah, I'm going to go, that's fine. I still got to behave myself because I don't need anything ruining this on a Saturday night at 7 p.m. where I smart.
I've seen that done. That's a story for another time. A buddy of mine who had, we're going on a golf trip, and he had everything perfect to the morning of, and then another friend came that listens to this show a lot and undid everything he did. See? It's the greatest story ever.
Like anybody that texts me this week and says, hey, let's go get beers Friday night or Saturday night, let me tell you, that's a hard no right now.
Won't even look at a golf club for the whole week. Nope. For the whole week. I love it.
I've already taken the trash out today. I've loaded the dishwasher already since that conversation.
And it's not even a hard yes that we're
right now. Kyle, I'm filling the funnel right now, baby. So that way we can close strong at the end of the week if it's a yes.
There you go. There you go. All right, guys. That was a great show. Really enjoyed that. That kind of stuff's always so much fun to talk about. But y'all have a great rest of the week. We'll talk back soon. It's episode 276 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
broken.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always strokin'.